This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wechitatu, kurume 30, 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM, 4930 kana pa 11605 ne15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mapato anopikisa oshora mashoko emutungamiri wenyika ava Robert Mugabe ekuti havakwanisi kusiya chigaro nekuti vanodiwa nevanhu vemuZimbabwe zvakanyanya.
Kuramwa mabasa kwevashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe kuenderera mberi vachiti vanoda kupiwa mari dzavo dzemwedzi yadarika gore.
Chimwe chizvarwa chemuZimbabwe chiri muAmerica chobatsira vari kumusha nemabhuku.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mwaka wekutengeswa kwefodya gore rino watanga nhasi vamwe varimi vachitsutsumwa zvikuru nemutemo mutsva wekuti varimi vave kubhadharirwa mari dzavo kumabhanga kwete kupiwa mari yavo kumisika yefodya sezvanga zvichiitwa makore apfuura. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vamwe varimi vatataura navo vati izvi zvinovakanganisa pamabasa avo sezvo vanenge vachida kuti vapiwe mari yavo pamisika iyi vobva vatenga zvekushandisa pamwe nezvimwe zvavanoda vasati vadzokera kumisha kana kumapurazi avo. VaAlexander Chiore vekuMount Darwin vanoti dai zvaibvira vapiwa mari yavo pamisika kuti vakwanise kutenga zvavanoda.
Vakona handiri kukumbirawo kuti dai vazviti zvimwe zvekuti isu varimi tinotariro dzekuti hatiri kuya uno tinomari chete yekungouyisa uno. Asi right now tinotoda kubvunza ipapo kuti vangazvikwanisa here kuti pamari yacho inokasira kuti tiwanise mari yekuti tikwanise kudzokesa kuti but on behalf mumwe yacho yechizenda kubhenga.
Asi vamwewo vakaita saamai Loveness Makandwa vekumvurwi vati kubhadharirwa mari kumabhanga zvakanaka chose sezvo zvichiita kuti munhu aende kumba kwake nekukasika kwete kugara pamusika kwemazuva varimi vachimirira mari.
Mari mabhanga chinhu chakanaka nekuti unongoziva kuti mari yako yaenda kuakaunti unotora ikoko. Pane kubva panapa uchiteerana nematsotsi vamwe havatombozivi kuti mari yacho yandiri kupuwa imari ndabvisirwa mari zvakamira sei. Saka kumabhangi zvakangonaka unongonotora chero bhangi chero kwavatorera.
Kirogiramu yefodya yepamusoro yatengwa nemadhora mana nemasendi makumi mashanu uye yepasipasi yatengwa nemasendi makumi mashanu chete pakirogiramu imwe chete. Amai Makandwa vanoti mutengo uyu unofanira kukwidzwawo kuti varimi vaite basa vachifara.
Mitengo ikaramba yakada isingazochinja zvinenge nani sezvo iri prime asingavatikwidzirewo. Kuitira kuti kana taakuzonzowo taakudzokera kumunda tokwanisa kutenga zvese zvinodiwa maqualities ese anodiwa pafodya kuti fodya yedu ibude yakanaka ine quality yakanaka.
Vachivhura misika yefodya zviri pamutemo gore rino, gurukota rezvekurima vaJoseph Made vati itariwe murimi wese kuti mitengo irambe ichikwira kuti vawane chouviri pabasa ravo. Vatiwo vanoziva kuti pane chikiribidi chinoitika pamisika yekutengesa fodya uye vati hapana murimi anofanira kubva pamusika asina kugutsikana nezvinenge zvaitika.
Kana paine murimi anenge ashushikana ane mvumo yekuti asati abuda ataure chichemo chake nematengeserwo anenge achiitwa fodya yake, hazvibatsiri kuti murimi umbotanga wabuda kuenda kunze ozoti paapaya paya ochizodzoka.
Sachigaro webhodhi rinoona nezvekutengeswa kwefodya reTobacco Industries Marketing Board, amai Monica Chinamasa vati uwandu wevarimi vefodya hwakaderera mwaka uno zvichienzaniswa nemwaka wegore rapera. Vatiwo vakapa marezinisi kumisika mitatu inoti Tobacco Sales Floor, Boka Tobacco Floors ne Premier Tobacco Auction Floor. Kunze kwemisika iyi pane makambani 16 akapiwa marezinesi ekutenga fodya. Gore rapfuura Zimbabwe yakawana mamiriyoni mazana mapfumbamwe emadhora kubva mukutengesa fodya, asi mari iyi inotarisirwa kudzikira mwaka uno sezvo uwandu hwefodya hwakadzikira nezvikamu 20 kubva muzana pane wegore rapfuura. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Mapato anopikisa ari kushora zvikuru mashoko emutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ekuti vakada kuenda pamujikandigere muri yeZimbabwe inova nekurwadziwa kwakanyanya sezvo vanhu vakawanda vachivatsigira munyika. VaMugabe vakataura mashoko aya nevatori venhau vekuJapan uko vari kushanya kwemazuva mashanu. Vakatiwo kana vari mutano vachakwikwidza musarudzo dzemuna 2018 kunyange hazvo vanenge vave nemakore 40 nemana. Asi mutedzeri wemutauriri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party vaGeorge Mukwananzi vanoti vaMugabe vakwegura uye ngavachiende pamudyandigere. Asi sachigaro weZANU PF kuUK province vaNick Mangwana vanoti vaMugabe vakabaya dede nemukanwa pakuti vane rutsigiro rwakasimba.
Koinemere kopane chavambotaura chapane pavareswa kureve ndochokwadi chachosi pavakavhoterwa kokutanga in 2013 vava nemakore 89 maZimbabweanzi vanhu vakafunda zvikuru. Tingati vanhu vasingagona kuverenga kuZimbabwe inongori about 7%. Vamwe vese tinogona kuverenga nekuverengedza. Mukudaro munhu wese aiziva kuti mudaro yaani 89 yese muna 2013 vakavavhotera. Vachinyatsotoziva kuti kana tikavhotera munhu yaani 89 yese achatonga kusvika vane 94 yese kusvika 2018. Saka hapana chinoshamisira ipapapo. Vanhu ngavasaita kunge vakukadzi kanhasi uno kuti gara mudaro yaani 92 yese. Aiwa maitozviziva maZimbabweanzi maitozviziva. 60-something% vavo tikavhota tikatoda iye mudhara yeyu mutana iyeyu ari nani ndozvitoripo. Zvimwe zvese zvavakuda kunzi ngasiye ngadi yatova kuiyo. Kuda kutituka isusu vanhu vakavhota, kuda kutuka maZimbabweanzi akaita dhisijeni iyoyi. Ngatiremekedzanei kuremekedza vamwe venyu, kuremekedza sarudzo yavakaita. Iyi sarudzo yakaitwa namaZimbabweanzi ngairemekedzwe.
Asika vanopikisa vaMangwana vari kuti aiwa vaMugabe havana sarudzo yavakahwina vakatobirira sarudzo dzacho.
Vanotuka futi vanhu ivava, vanotuka SADC, vanotuka African Union, vanotuka vanhu vese vakatarira maelections vakati akanaka. Ivo vega ndo vanoziva zvakanakira maZimbabweanzi. Ivo vega ndo vanoziva kuti ndovaMugabe vana kuina maelections. Ivo vega varuza ndo vanoziva kuti handiyo sarudza yemaZimbabweanzi. Voga zvavo toti kana variyo vanoziva ngavachitonga. Asi havakatongika nokuti kuti utonge pane kaitikiro kanofanira kuitika, pane zvinofanira kuitwa. Inyaya yesarudzo kwavari ngavamirire 2018 vadzoke futi vabamaradzo futi kubamaradzwa mubox. Zvakare vacharamba vachingotaura kana vakatonyara risingatoti paita problem. Vanotofanira kutotaura zvavarikutotaura izvo zviyazviya varitogona nokuti ndozvoga zvavangagona kutaura. Havana kaa dzimwe idea.
Sachigaro weZANU PF kuUK province vaNick Mangwana vari parunare kuBritain. Asi mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vanoti vaMugabe vangatofadza vanhu vemunyika nekusiya basa.
Tongoti isu sebato reMDC vaMugabe vamunhu akwegura makore 20 nemaviri hasi kutamba nawo vakura. Saka tongotiwo pamwe havana kunzwisisa somunhu akura kuti abodo ruzhinji rwevana veZimbabwe haruchavadi. Asi ruzhinji rwevana veZimbabwe tichisanganisana neruzhinji rwebato ravo, vamwe vanotova makabhineti minista, vamwe vanotogara mupolitibhuro, tichitaura navo zvavo zvedu nezveseri, havachatodi kuwa nezvavaMugabe. Saka tongoti hakuna vaMugabe maamunhu mukuru. Dema chihwavo zvichemo zvevana veZimbabwe kuti mombozorora henyu, hapana zvatinokuita isi hatina utsinye sezvamunoita imi nehurumende yenyu. Moenda henyu munoonawo mhou dzenyu dzichikamiwa muriyo kuGushungu Estate, hapana chakashata.
Asika vari kuti ivo vakasarudzwa nevanhu vakawanda munyika vari kuvimba navo kuti varambe vachitungamira.
kana vachiti vakasarudzwa navanhu vakawanda vanozviziva ivo pamwoyo wavo kuti havana vanhu vakavasarudza. Pane pavakambotaura paya, vakambotaura ivo voga vachiti 2008 vanotoziva kuti vakatorudza vachiti Tsvangirai wakahwina 73%, ndozvazviri zviro kwazvo. 2013 vanotoziva kuti kana Tsvangirai akahwina 73% 2008, 2013 waizotadza nei kuita 73% plus plus kutopfurikidza ipapo. Ndo saka vakatenga matsotsi anonzi veNikuvhaya, kambani yeNikuvhu yakabika-bika voters roll. Ikaonekwa kunzi voters roll ritoshaikwa, vanhu vakangonovhota pasina voters roll vachida kubika mavhoti enhema, ndo zvavakaita. Saka vachito vakavhoterwa neruzhinji amanyepozve, vakavhoterwa naivo vanhu vashoma-shoma, zvokuti toropo dzeinotaridza kuti vanhu vakavavhotera kana 30% havasviki. Asi neunhubo hwakaitwa rwerigging hweukopokopo hweNikuvhu vakawanika vachidzoka panyanga zvechidzodzo.
Mutauri wemDCT vaObed Gutu vari parunare muHarare. Tabatawo mukuru weZimbabwe Democracy Institute Dr. Pedzisai Ruhanya, avanotiwo vaMugabe vanofanira kuti vachiende pamuchikandigere.
Aiwa, chiripo chokwadi chekutoti kana vakatoda muchadyaro nhasi muZimbabwe munoita mabiko mabiri zvongo kupemberera, nekuti nyika yedu inenge yawanawo mukana wekuti ivonewo zvimwe zvitsva nomutongo waMugabe wemakore makumi matatu nematanhatu vachitonga nyika. Asi nyika yedu iri mudambudziko reupfumi, mudambudziko repolitics nemudambudziko remhuri yavo yacapture, kana kuti yaita nhapwa. Nyika ino yava nhapwa kumhuri yavaMugabe, kunyanyanyanya mudzimai wavo anozviti anotonga, asi isi hatina kumbovhotera kana kuti vanhu havana kumbovhotera chinhu chinonzi test rate, asi anotori kuti ndatova kutotongawo. Nyika inotori mudambudziko. Asi kana ivo vaMugabe vachitaurayo kuti mukadzi wavo, nekuti mukadzi wavo muZimbabwe, hama dzavo maZimbabwe, kana varivo vanhu vari kutaura kuti vanoite bohwe nokuchema kuti vaMugabe vari giri kutongwa, zvinokwanisa kunge zvirizvo. Asi mhuri yavaMugabe, hama dzavaMugabe, haitiwo Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe zvinoriva vana mai vari kwanatamandai, vana mai vari kucholocho, vana mai vari kudhinga, vari kushushikana kuti mugore rejara rinewo ndechii, vari kunetsekana kuti vana vavo vavari kuindisa kumayunivhesiti, chiwa munhu angandoita masters degree kuti atengese airtime, munhu angandoita masters degree kuti atengese matomatisi. Ndokushata nokunyangara paita ikonomi yedu, yekuti munhu angari zvenda kunana 1990 nazvenda webelino re 2006 vakatosiyana. Kunana 1990 taona vana sekuru nana mbuya vanenge varitaya zvavachinga matomatisi nembambaira. Ike zvino munhu anobva kunasi, munhu anobva kuhizvesi, munhu anobva kubhindura univhesi, kana vekutara chaiye unomona achitengesa matomatisi.
Asi ivoka vari kuti vanokwanisa zvekumirira ZANUP PF musarudzo dzemuna 2018, kunyange hazvo vanenge vane makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemana.
Izvezvo tozvizira kuna Mwari.
Mukuru weZimbabwe Democracy Institute Dr. Pedzisai Ruhanya vari parunare muHarare.
Vashandi vekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe kana kuti NRZ vanonzi vari pakurangwa mabasa kubva nezuro, vachida kuti vapiwe mari dzavo dzemihoro dzemwedzi gumi nemina yadarika dzavasati vapiwa. Mutungamiri werimwe sangano revashandi veNRZ reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Workers Union vakamurai mwoyo, vanoti vashandi veNRZ maguta anoti Harare, Gweru, Bulawayo nemutare vari pakurangwa mabasa. Vamwe vanoti vashandi vakanga vavimbiswa mari dzavo idzi mwedzi uno, asi kusvika pari nhasi hapana chati chaitwa. Studio 7 yakundikana kubata vakuru veNational Railways of Zimbabwe kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iyi. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navamoyo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Kana vashandi vakadotanga kurangwa basa kubva nezuro, keinformation iyo ndinoti it was long overdue. Paini pachangu pachangu nevaonero esituation mamira akaita zvunhu kurerorisi, vashandi vakanga vatononoka kutaura zvokuti kana vatotaura kubva nezuro kuti vataure situation yavo nyika izive chokwadi, ndo chaizvo chaizvo zvakanaka izvozvo.
Saka tingati nhasi varamwa zvakare mabasa here kana kuti zvazviri zvezuva rimwe chete?
Zvezuva rimwe chete, nokuti kana munhu anenge tiri manzi masalary arrears wozoti iko zvino munhu avaguma kuhora muna January, munhu anorenta, munhu anofanira kuinda kubasa, munhu anofanira kudya, wonzi haasati ambopuwa kana sendi kubva mune vamwe vakaguma kuhora muna December. kwa nasi uno yumi yeye matu watira anakuwa na mari ungaranga baza kwa zwarimi kana kuna baza kwa zwarimi kana kuna baza kwa zwarimi kana kuna mira kushika wapu wa mari yawe ya kakwa nasi
saka maguta api mune kura mwa mabasa u
information ya taa uji kumbaku relo izi taa uji wa hii kwa ziyo relo nge ya tiuza ishto kivunza tulikuzi kune woku kweru ne woku harare ne part of Bulawayo and Mitare.
Saka imise wa miri wewa shandi matana hapa amuri kutora o panyayi
isuta kaya jazese katino kutazu katana kuma ofisi zese takatana kuta urani railway management tika vatika indaka kuma nende secretary tika vatika indaka minister tika shika kwa vice president kwa mpoko tikita amesu na yaka salaries ndi munu watakati okupensia kutawara nae ndi minister kati promise kuti ngati bomira ituwa ni end of March kwa kuna ngetawa wana mapositis but imagine na woyu kutera mangwana hapana chatisha guda chaka ismati nukatora ASSA katika ndoza katika isi ya kuwashandi kutahayi ndini wa rizomsa ngano ndini wa shandi ndini wa mba zeda to representa samba ni emita zama zese ya ando pa hili hapa ndo vata isi ya kuwashandi kutahayi wa ito decision yao
saka mati wa shandi wane mwezi minga ni wa sati wa piwa mihoro yao
chokutanga tanga kuchokuti wa shandi wewe wane 14 months zama salari ya real because kutawara kwa tiku ita kudayo gorereza la 2015 hamasati wambo puwa salari yangu ya 2015 yese wanga wa juru pata kwa ya 2014 saka 2015 hamasati wapuwa yese kiwe renga 2015 ito of manzika koti January, February na March ya rukera mangana saka java 15 manzi
zuyu zamuru kukuru zira wa shandi panya yoi kana o zamuru kuita kuvana asi kutimu gadri senyai
ya eno kwa kapitali management management na minister wedu tefe ndiyo nafananga atikafira na yale because mamira zakaitaka kambu zikuwa nukutanga na asiri
wangabara mtungamiri we sangano rewashandi ve National Railways of Zimbabwe re Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union wakamura imoyo wariparunare kubulawa yone Studio 7.
Magatirira ku Studio 7 tiri kutevenyura tiri mu Washington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi.
Sangano remabishop echurch yeRoman Catholic re the Episcopal Conference of Zambia rasangana nhasi rikaburitsa mashoko anokurudzira mapato ose zvematongerwo enyika pamwe nevari kukwidza musarudzo wemutungamiri wenyika kuti vatore matano ekupedza mhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa muna Nyamavhuvhu. Munyori mukuru wesangano iri Father Clopas Lungu vati musangano wavo wabuda nezvisungo zvichaita kuti munyika musave nemhirizhonga uye muve nekugadzikana.
Sangano re-European Union rashoropodza Turkey zvichitevera kudaidzwa nehurumende yemuTurkey kwemumiriri weGerman muTurkey zvichitevera rwiyo runonzi runonyomba mutungamiri wenyika iye vaRecep Tayyip Erdogan. Izvi zvinonzi hazvienderane nechimiro cheEU. Turkey iyo iri kuda kuva nhengo yeEU yakashevedza mumiriri weGerman svondo rapera ichiratidza kusafara nekuburitswa pamhepo kwerwiyo runosvitsa mutungamiri weTurkey. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pazvinoenda kunze kwenyika zvinosvikoomerwa nezvinhu nekuda kwekushanduka kwetsika nemagariro. Mumwe wevanhu ava ndavafanuro chirombo avanoti vakazoona kuti nzira yekurerutsa nayo upenyu hwavo kuenda mberi nechikoro. Vachirombo vakaenda kuAmerica makore 11 apfuura mushure mekunge vashanda muZimbabwe kwemakore akati kuti. Vachirombo avanoshanda salibrarian paUniversity of Maryland vachigara kuBaltimore mudunhu reMaryland vanoti kunyanga hazvo vakambosvikokanganisika nekushanduka kwetsika nemagariro vakagasika kuziva kuti chiedza chavaive vasiya kumusha chaive mudzidzo. Vachirombo vakabva vatanga kuita zvidzidzo zvemasters ndokubuda nemadegree maviri uye pari zvino vari kuita zvidzidzo zvePhD. vanoti havanawo kukanganwa kumusha sezvo vakatanga kuunganidza mabhuku nenhumbi dzemitambo yenhabvu nezvimwe vachitumira kuchikoro chemurambwi kumusha kwavo kwavakaberekwa kumusha washa kumasvingo. Mangwana chaiye mamwe mabhuku avakaunganidza anodarika mazana mashanu ari kusimuka akananga kuMidland State University iri muGweru. Muno muAmerica vachirombo vanozivikanwawo zvakare nekubatanidza vana veZimbabwe kuburikidza nemasangano akasiyana-siyana avakatanga nevamwe vavo. Nhasi muchikamu chedu chatinotaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika taita hurukuro navachirombo.
Patakataka kuuya zvinhu zvainge zvakaomba sokuti yange iri nzvimbo itsva, asi paunenge uchigara ukisangana nehama neshamwari plus uchizvibatirawo panyaya dzefundo upenyu hwacho hwotanga kureruka. Pari zvinhu ndinofunga kuti zvava nani chaizvo. Basa rangu nderokuchengetedza mabhuku nokubatsira vana vechikoro kuvapa mabhuku anoenderana nefundo dzavanoita. Iri ndo basa randakabva ndichiita kuZimbabwe, asi pandakambouya kuno nokunetsa kwazvo kwemakwarifikeshen aya ndakambotangirawo pasi ndichiitawo zvimwe zvakasiyana-siyana kusvika ndapedzokera kubasa rangu chairo chairo makore mashoma ndinafuura.
Vakawanda vanotaura nyaya dzekuti ukanga wamboshanda kunze uko zvakaita sekuZimbabwe hanzi zvinonetsa kuti upinde musystemu uchikwanisa kunge uchijaira. Imi makakwanisa sei kukunda izvi?
Ichi chokwadi, kupinda musystemu haisi nyore nokuti vanotarisa maqualification ako vokuudza kuti zvatinoda hazvienderani nezvoinazvo. Saka ini ndakakasika kuziva kuti kudzokera kuchikoro ndiyo kutondisolve nyaya dzangu. Saka usiku wafunda chikoro chomuno ndiko kupinda musystemu kwacho nokuti vanenge vava kufundisa zvavanoda iwo. Saka ndo zvandakaita, ndakakwanisa kuita madegree maviri, masters library science ndikaita masters management. Saka zvakandibatsira kundibvise kufundisa musystemu.
Ndinozwa kuti vachirombo pari zvino vachiri kuenda kuchikoro havana kumira, zvii zvavari kuverenga pari zvino?
Pari zvino ndikuita PhD organizational leadership pane imwe university yeMaryland. Vavaririyo nguda kungodzira ruzivo nokugadzira upenyu hwamangwana.
Vazhinji kana vapinda musango sematauriro atinoitwa nevanhu vari kumusha kana vaenda kudiaspora hanzi uri musango, vamwe vanobva vakanganwa nezvekumusha. Vachirombo vachine ukama here nekumusha?
Inini mwoyo wangu uri kumusha. Ndosaka kana izvizvi kutofunga kudaio ndenge ndichingorota kuti rimwe gore ndichadzokera kumusha ndondobatsira nyika yangu kuti isumuke. Saka ndinoramba ndakabatana nehama dzangu dziri kumusha neshamwari dzangu nevandakatsinzanawo kudhara handogara ndinawo ndichivarangarira plus ndichitaura navo.
Zvii zvamuri kuitawo kubatsira mungava muno muAmerica mamuri kana iko kumusha, kumusha washa kwamakabva uko?
Ngatimbotanga zvedu nemuno muAmerica. Ini somunhu anofarira kumusha ndichingosvika muno muchandakataka kuita kubatanidza vanhu tikafoma sangano redu reZimbabwe Family Society. Iro iko zvino rakura zvokuti kwaane masangano akasiyana-siyana, asi pfungwa dzekuti vanhu vabatani muno muZimbabwe dzakabva pasangano redu. Zviri zvokumusha iye zvizvi mangwana chai chaiyo mangwana tichina handiti ndine mabhuku ari kutonanga kukunda kuZimbabwe andakaunganidza kunoku achienda kuMidland State University. Saka ndoimwe pfunzo ndikumhainayo izvezvi.
Makasarudza sei kana kushara chikoro icho cheMidland State University?
Nyaya yemabhuku yainge yamusoro mangu. Saka ndakaenda kune imwe university inonzi Salisbury University sezvo inewo basa rangu riri rokuchengetedza mabhuku. Ndokubva ndataurawo nevakuru vepayunivhesiti ndikati inini mabhuku emi musikadi muita sei nawo. Vakati tinorafesa. Ndikati mamwe mabhuku aya ndinofunga kuti anogona kubatsira chaizvo mhuri yekuAfrica. Vakandipa mvumo yokuti ndokwanisa kuuya ndichisarudzawo ndinoda. Saka ndakangobatanawo neshamwari dzangu dzekuMidland State University. Ndakambosenza paMidland State University for 1 year muna 2000. Saka ndinoziva zvairi nenhamo dzavainadzo sezvo iri university ichiri kungotanga. Saka ndakangotiga nditange neuniversity ndinzoti fanuti kudivanda mabhuku here. Vakabvawo vaitiwo mabhuku vanovada. Saka ndakazoenda kuSalisbury University kwakundosarudza mabhuku, vanga vari mabhuku aisvika kuma3000. Saka inini ndaisarudza andaifunga ichasaurudzo rwangu semunhu anosenza basa rokuchengeta mabhuku. Ndakasarudza mabhuku andaifunga kuti anogona kubatsira kufunda kwevana vemidland university. Saka ndakazosarudza 500.
Avanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vafanuro chirombo vari parunare kuBaltimore, Maryland, muno muAmerica neStudio 7.
Vamwe vaive pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders gore rapera vari muSan Francisco kuCalifornia, uko vari kupinda musangano wekuzeya nzira itsva dzekushandiswa kwedande mutande mumabhizimusi. Muyaradzi Dodo mumwe weavo vari pamusangano uri kukokerwa nekambani yeAccess Now watanga nhasi uchipera nechishanu. VaDodo vanoti vachange vachitaura pamusoro pechirongwa chiri kutsigirwa neYali, apo vachazeya nevamwe zvakakoshera dande mutande reinternet muAfrica. Chirongwa cheYali chakaparurwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama makore mashoma apfuura, uye pari zvino chakatodoma zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine chitsama zvichange zviri pachirongwa chegore rino. Mavelas Mhlanganya weStudio 7 aita hurukuro navaDodo kuti tinzwe zvavari kuita.
Indafambira conference irikuitwa kuno San Francisco inonzi RightsCon inounganidza vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vanoshanda paInternet vane chekuita nema human rights kuti vasangane vataure vakurukure nyaya dziri kuitika paInternet sezvo technology iri kuchinja every day. Saka tinenge tichiunganidzwa tokurukura kuti zvisingaitwe kuti tirambe tine internet iri open.
Tichiona kuti wangauri vamwe vanga vari pasi pechirongwa cheYali cha2015, pane zvaungati wakadzidza here zvauchange uchipakurira vachange vari pamusangano uyu?
PaYali ndakadzidza zvakawanda. Ndakadzidza kuti Africa haizi nyika 1, uyezve mune dzimwe dzenguva inokwanisa kuonekwa senyika 1, asi nyaya dzinoitika munyika dzakasiyana siyana dzinofanira kuonekwa saizvozvo kuti inyika dzakasiyana siyana dzine madambudziko o maopportunities akadaro. Saka ndichange ndichikurukura nenyaya yezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe, nyaya dzeinternet, kuti vemabhizinesi vari kushandisa sei internet, uye kuti dzimwe nyika dzingakwanise kudzidza here kubva kuZimbabwe, uyezve zvii zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kudzidza kubva kuZimbabwe. Uye ndichipa mazano emakambani angade kuuya kuZimbabwe kuti vangafambise sei kana zvida kuuya kuZimbabwe.
Tiri panyaya iyoyo tichitarisa iro dandemutande reinternet, zvakamira sei munyika pari zvino? Tinoona kuti takaona gurukota retechnology vasupamandi wanzira vachiti ivo aiwa nyika isi kuzomisa maplatform akadai seWhatsApp nemamuwo zvanga zviri kukurudzirwa nemakambani anoita nezvenhare nezvimwewo. Zvakamira sei pari zvino?
Chiri kuitika njekuti makambani ari kuona kuti mari yavaisimboona yakuita ichiderera gore negore nekuda kwekuti vanhu vakushanganisa WhatsApp kufona kusenda mameseji havachasende matext meseji sezvavamboita kare. Makambani iwayo ndiwo ari kuda kuita kuti hurumende iise mutemo unodzivirira makambani ekuAmerica kuti asanyanye kudzikisa mari yavari kuwana. Saka idambudziko rinowanika kana technology ichienda mberi, pane panowanikwa kuti mamwe makambani anotanga kusarira mashure, mamwe anoendera mberi. Saka ingori dambudziko rinowanikwa, zvinoitika mubhizinesi, asi chatinongokurudzira ndechekuti makambani iwayo instead of kuti vakurudzire hurumende kuti iise mutemo, ngavawane dzimwe nzira dzekuti vawane mari.
Avo vanga vari vamunyaradzi Dodo, mutungamiri wekambani yeTV Yangu, vachitaura naMavelas Mhlanganya weStudio 7 vari muguta reSan Francisco kuCalifornia muno muAmerica.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa mashoko avaMugabe ekuti havakwanisi kusiya basa nekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanovafarira zvisinei nekukwegura kwavaita.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext messages panhamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Sezvenguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi.
Mapato anopikisa oshora mashoko emutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ekuti havakwanisi kusiya basa nekuti vanodiwa zvakanyanya nevanhu vemuZimbabwe.
Kuramwa mabasa kwevashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe kuenderera mberi vachiti vanoda kupiwa mari dzavo dzemwe dziyadarika gore.
Chimwe chizvarwa chemuZimbabwe vafaniwo chirombo, avo vari muno muAmerica vobatsira vari kumusha nemabhuku.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine sezvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu tokse mina Chris Kande na Marvelous Mtanganya uye mnaudze Chirungu.
Thank you, Jonga, and Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 30th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Opposition parties have scoffed at remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabweans will be angry should he be asked to step down as the president.
I think he just stated the obvious there, pretty much, because, you were given an over 63% mandate by the people of Zimbabwe, meaning over 63% of the electorate chose him.
Zimbabwean farmers expressed dismay over new payment methods as the tobacco selling season starts.
This deal is not good to us because at our local villages we don't have banks.
A young Zimbabwean attends a top technology workshop in United States' famous Silicon Valley.
I'm here for RightsCon, a summit series that convened every year that brings together different speakers from around the world to talk about the future of the internet and how that affects different human rights.
And a strike by National Railways of Zimbabwe workers cripples the state-owned company.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Opposition parties have scoffed at remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabweans will be angry should he be asked to step down as the president. Mr. Mugabe, who's on a five-day state visit to Japan, also told the East Asian country's media that if he is healthy, he'll contest the 2018 presidential election, though he will be 94. President Mugabe, whose country is subject to sanctions imposed by the United States and European countries over alleged human rights abuses, is visiting Japan for the fourth time as president and holding his third meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
In talking about his ideal successor, President Mugabe said that person must be a good leader all the time and should be people-oriented. George Mukwananzi, the People's Democratic Party deputy spokesman, says Mr. Mugabe must step down, as no one, even in his own ruling ZANU-PF, wants him to continue at the helm. ZANU-PF chairman for the UK province, Nick Mangwana, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe is right.
I think he just stated the obvious there, pretty much, because, you were given an over 63% mandate by the people of Zimbabwe, meaning over 63% of the electorate chose him. That mandate was 5 years. He has done only three of those. So just going by those, forget about the Afrobarometer surveys, but just going by that, he's stating the obvious. And then obviously when it comes to ZANU-PF, he was given another mandate in 2014 by every province. So which is 100%. 10 out of 10 provinces. So going by that again, he's saying that he's just stating the obvious.
But the opposition is coughing at that, saying Mr. Mugabe is old and is no longer fit for purpose.
For how long shall we repeat that when President Mugabe was voted the next president of Zimbabwe for a five-year term, he was 89 years old. Everybody in Zimbabwe knew that. His age is never a secret. It's celebrated every year with the age written on the cake and everywhere else. Happy 89 years, Kushungo. Everybody knew he was 89 and he got that mandate. So to come back and say he's an old man, aren't we being silly here? Because with our literacy rate, which is so high. Everybody knew what 8-9 meant. Everybody knew what 5 years meant. So in 2013 plus 5 until 2018, that's what it is. Don't people should not act as if they have just learned that, oh, that old man is actually 92 now. No, people knew. So this is coughing or whatever. They might scoff until they scoff something else. But the point still remains. There is a mandate there by people who knew. If people want to blame anybody, they should not blame the president. They should blame themselves because they are the ones that voted. Just our comment on that.
That was Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF chairman for the UK province, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from London.
Reacting, MDCT spokesman Obed Gudu says Mr. Mugabe must step down as he is now a liability to the nation.
It would appear President Robert Mugabe doesn't seem to appreciate that the majority of Zimbabweans have had enough of his misrule and misgovernance. If anything, Mugabe has actually overstayed his welcome as the head of state in Zimbabwe. He certainly needs to take a rest. That is the position of the majority of Zimbabweans out there, including, fortunately, the majority of his own ZANU-PF party members. President Mugabe surely needs to rest after he has devoted more than 50 years of his life in active politics. And in the MDC, we say that Mr. Mugabe, as everyone can see, is no longer a young and an energetic man. It's quite apparent that he has difficulty even in walking. It is apparent that with these frequent visits to Singapore, presumably for medical attention, he is not in the best form, that is, in the best form of health. It is also quite possible that he might be under the mistaken impression that because there are a few ZANU-PF sycophants, if I may call them that, who might be misleading him into believing that the people of Zimbabwe still want him to hang on as president. It therefore means the majority of the people of Zimbabwe still want him to hold on to office as head of state. Unfortunately for President Mugabe, the cold, hard fact, the brutal truth, Blessing, is that the majority of Zimbabweans are actually convinced that Mugabe is way past his sell-by date and that he's no longer fit for purpose.
But Mr. Mugabe says he was voted into office overwhelmingly by Zimbabweans, therefore he says he's popular.
This has been his return excuse, Blessing. You know that each time that he's asked that question to say, President Mugabe, at the age of 92, you're no longer a young man. Why don't you consider stepping down? He's quick to say, but I was voted into office. Whereas he knows in his heart of hearts that the election of July 31, 2013 was a farce.
That was Obed Gudu, MDCT spokesman, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
For an analysis, Studio 7 also reached Dr. Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, who says Zimbabweans will actually celebrate if Mr. Mugabe steps down.
Those close to him who are benefiting from his misrule, surely they will cry. But if we take a Zimbabwean who lives in Cholocho, who lost a relative during Gugurahundi, who is losing relatives again due to hunger, who sends their children to school, to university, but cannot find jobs, surely these people will say, please, Mr. President, can you stay in Japan?
Mr. Mugabe is also indicating that he wants to contest in the 2018 presidential elections, his health permitting. What is your take on this, judging from the fact that Mr. Mugabe is 92 this year?
Mugabe is mortal. He is born of women. And if you agree, and as the facts present, that he is born of women and that he is mortal, you know, nature may ruin his unbridled and unquenchable thirst for power. It may be his dream, but that may not be the dream of nature. At 92, the president is old enough not to be associated with the critical issues of running a modern economy, particularly a modern economy that we envisage in a context where there is monumental informalization of the economy, where everyone, the majority of people, have been turned into vendors.
In referring to a possible successor, Mr. Mugabe used the word he. Must we read anything into this?
We cannot read anything into that. But most importantly, Mugabe will not be succeeded by anyone according to his plan. Mugabe will be succeeded by death or the what I call succession through death, where Mugabe will not even know who will be the successor in Zambia because he has died. Mugabe wants to die in office.
That was Dr. Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
The 2016 tobacco selling season officially opened today, with some farmers complaining about the new payment system in which farmers are expected to receive payment through banks instead of receiving cash at the auction floors. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Some of the farmers told Studio 7 at the tobacco auction floors that the new payment system would inconvenience them as they usually want to buy agricultural inputs once they sell their crop. Philip Jaramu of Shamba said, to make matters worse, there are no banks in most farming areas.
This deal is not good to us because at our local villages we don't have banks, so we need to buy our things quickly and then we go home.
Young farmer Enia Godza of Mount Darwin said the new payment system is not good.
That's not good because we want to buy things here in town.
Others, however, felt that the payment system would protect the farmers from criminals and unscrupulous dealers who used to rob some of them at auction floors. Agriculture Minister Joseph Made said he expected the new system to satisfy the farmers.
I hope there will be a balance between the expectations of the farmers and the system that will now come in, that the farmers will be paid through the new banking structure. We must listen to the farmers to see how the system will be working.
The new system, which is being introduced this season by the Tobacco Industries Marketing Board, is meant to decongest auction floors. The highest price at the auction floors was $4.50 per kilogram, while the least was 50 cents per kilogram. Some farmers like Javamwe said the price was good, while Made noted that farmers expected the prices to go up so that they get a just reward for their efforts. Last season, the open selling price was $3.50 per kilogram. Tobacco Industries Marketing Board Chairperson Monica Chinamasa said 72,000 farmers had registered to sell tobacco this season compared to 91,000 in the previous season. Three auction floors, Tobacco Sales Floor, Boka Tobacco Floors, and Premier Tobacco Auction Floor, and 16 contractors were licensed to buy tobacco this season. Tobacco earned about $900 million from the sale of 152 million kilograms, but production went down by 20% this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
A Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders, or YALI alumni, is in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, sharing his ideas about the internet and how it affects basic human rights at a three-day technology conference which started today. Munyarazi Dodo, the founder of TV Yangu, is attending the RightsCon Tech conference being run by Access Now. Dodo tells Studio 7 he will be presenting a paper at a YALI-sponsored segment focusing on internet usage in Zimbabwe and other African countries.
I'm here for RightsCon, a summit series that's convened every year that brings together different speakers from around the world to talk about the future of the internet and how that affects different human rights. As you know, technology is changing rapidly and human rights have to evolve with each new technology that gets invented. So we're here to discuss about that. So you have different speakers from around the world coming together for this.
Are you the only representative from Zimbabwe and are you going to be having any presentations at this conference?
I'm not the only representative from Zimbabwe. There's also a lady, Zimbabwean, based in South Africa, but I am the only one who I know of who is coming straight from Zimbabwe. We're going to be having a series of panel discussions. There's over 250 sessions that are happening I'm going to be on two of them. My session is on African innovation and zero rating. I'm going to be on that panel with Rainsford Owusu from Ghana, who is the co-founder of the Bisa app, and Sherry Tumsime from Uganda, who is the CEO of Zimba Women in Uganda. So we're going to be talking about the effects of zero rating, the pros and cons, what governments can do, what telecoms companies can do, what people can do, and be giving recommendations based on our experience in running startups in Africa and giving ideas and sharing ideas and experiences generally.
That was the founder of TV Yangu, Munyaradzi Dodo, speaking with Studio 7 from San Francisco, Silicon Valley in California here in the United States.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up
this evening on our Diaspora Forum, we are featuring Fanuel Chirombo, who's shipping books to Zimbabwe from the U.S.
And a strike cripples the National Railways of Zimbabwe.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
The Episcopal Conference of Zambia has called on all political parties and their presidential candidates to take steps to curb politically motivated violence ahead of the country's August 11 presidential elections.
Myanmar has sworn in its first civilian head of state in more than five decades. 74-year-old Hin Yau took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony.
A court in Cyprus ordered a man suspected of hijacking an Egyptian flight and diverting it to the island nation remanded in custody for 8 days pending an investigation.
Over 5,000 jihadists from the Central Asian countries are fighting in the ranks of the Islamic State group in the Middle East.
The three remaining Republican presidential candidates, businessman mogul Donald Trump, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, agreed yesterday on the need to defeat the Islamic State group, but they backtracked on their support for each other.
And a Minnesota company has designed a gun that can be folded up to look like a smartphone. The gun, which is made by Ideal Console, has two barrels and can be folded to look like a mobile phone.
Many Zimbabweans normally struggle to adjust to the new environment when they decide to live in various nations. Fanuel Chirombo is among people who encountered some cultural shock when he decided to live in Baltimore, Maryland, United States. Chirombo was born in Mushawashawa near Muchakata Business Center in Masvingo Province. He did his primary education at Murambwe Primary School and his secondary education in the same province. Chirombo says when he went to America, armed with his Zimbabwean education, he thought he could just easily fit in into the American system, but was disappointed to learn that the country valued his qualifications more than any other nation's diplomas and degrees.
Chirombo then decided to upgrade his qualifications by doing two master's degrees. He's now studying for a PhD. Chirombo is working as a librarian at the University of Maryland. He did not forget his roots after finally settling well in Maryland as he started sourcing books and soccer uniforms to Murambwe School. Tomorrow, a consignment of more than 500 books sourced from Salisbury University in Maryland is leaving for Zimbabwe, headed for Midlands State University. Chirombo tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that his belief in education is the main reason why he's trying to equip Zimbabwean schools with books.
If I look back when I came to America some 11 years ago, things were really tough. But, you know, I've been waking myself up the American system, and things are beginning to loosen up. I can see a bright future. I'm still working hard. I'm trying to advance myself. But I think things are okay for me and my family. When I left Zimbabwe, I was already a librarian, you know. But when I came to America, I mean, they didn't accept my qualifications because they are different qualifications in America. So I had to start from scratch. I had to go back to school, studied for a master's in library science, and studied for a master's in management degree, and then I got a job as a librarian at a university. So that's what I mean when I say you need to work hard. You need to identify the weaknesses or the challenges that work against your progression within the system, and then you try to address those challenges. I thought education was the right intervention tool for me to ensure that I progress within the American society, and that's what I'm doing right now.
I understand Mr. Chirombo is still studying. What exactly are you studying for, and why continue amassing degrees?
Amassing degrees. You know, education does not end. I consider myself a lifelong learner. I believe in continuing education because things keep on changing. And right now I'm studying for a PhD in organizational leadership. It prepares me for leadership positions in organizations, in symbol. It's not really that I want to keep on amassing these degrees, but I see changes within the system. You know, they keep on requiring new knowledge and skills, so I have to adapt to the new knowledge and skills by continuing with education.
Some of the Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora tend to forget that old adage, Ziwako Wakava, remember where you came from. What is Mr. Chirombo doing with regards to this?
Oh, man. You know, I grew up in Mafingo, in the rural areas. I went to Murambwe School, its name Mchakata Growth Point. You know, I'm still that person, you know. They say what SRIB, from rural background. And I'm still the same person. I consider home, I consider the people back home as my people. These are my buddies, these are the people I grew up with. These are the people who made me. These are part of my identity. And so that's where I belong. I just feel like I just need to help them. I want them to be like me. I don't want people to go through the struggles I went through when I was growing up. So it's always about home. It's always about people back home. Zimbabwe is at the center of my heart.
What are you doing for those people back home and the Zimbabweans here in America?
Tomorrow, I'm shipping a consignment of books to Midland State University. They're coming from Salisbury University. You know, I went there and they solicited for books that I felt can meet the needs of Zimbabwean students at Midland State University. So that's a project I'm working on right now. And in America, I was a founding member of the Zimbabwe Family Society. It was it's a society that is geared at promoting the Zimbabwean culture, preserving our own language in America, and creating social groups among Zimbabweans so that we exist with an identity in America. People are different. We have a great number of people who really appreciate that they are Zimbabweans, people who are really proud of being Zimbabweans. And actually, that's our role. We need to impart, you know, that pride into people, make them feel that they would value Zimbabweans. We have people who miss home. They haven't been home for a very long time, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And, you know, our gatherings, they make them happy. They are proud of such gatherings. What they like, they feel, oh, we still have an identity in Zimbabwean. But I don't expect all Zimbabweans to come because people are different.
That was Zimbabwean Faneo Chirombo on the line from Baltimore in Maryland State in the United States with the reporter Junga Kande Miri. Tomorrow on Studio 7, we'll feature Chimurenga music guru Thomas Mafumo, who says it's time for young people to rule Zimbabwe.
You need new blood in Zimbabwe. It's time for the young generation to rule. You understand? Yeah. To overcome our problems, the young generation should take over. They've got new ideas. They've been to school. They know a lot of things. I think that's the problem that we have today, because we have these old people. They are clinging to power. They don't want to get out of power. And most of us are corrupt. Africa is full of corrupt leaders. We don't want to hear about ZANU-PF. There have to be another revolution.
But ZANU-PF's Nick Mangwana says Mafumo should shut up.
for him to sit there in wherever he lives and start saying things that Zimbabwe needs a revolution or they need the war and whatever, is reckless. If he's brave, whose child does he want to go to war? To kill whose child as well? He wants fellow Zimbabweans to kill other Zimbabweans. That's proper recklessness. He's an irresponsible old man. He should concentrate on playing his xylophones and mbira, not to trade in those dangerous waters, not to actually be so reckless. I think he should just shut up. He should stick to the folk stuff. Then people would appreciate him.
Don't miss that important and very interesting discussion here on Studio 7 tomorrow. Workers of the National Railways of Zimbabwe who are demanding outstanding salaries backdating to 2015 continue with their industrial action which started yesterday. Kamrai Moyo, president of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union, says the strike has affected operations in Harare, Mutare, Gweru and Bulawayo. He says workers are owed more than $68 million. Studio 7 failed to get comment from NRZ management. Moyo speaks with reporter Jonga Kantemiri about the industrial action.
If the strike is there and what is being reported, I think it has been long overdue. Because honestly, you cannot expect employees to come to work on empty tummies. Employees who are renting houses where they stay, who have not been paying rentals from January up to today, employees who have not been paid transport allowance or being provided with the transport and expected to come to work and be productive. Surely, in all fairness, those employees have got the right to demonstrate, they have got the right to show their anger.
Which sectors are affected?
For non-payment of salaries, it's all the entire system. The entire system, employees in all departments, in all sub-grades, have not accessed their salaries.
But we understand that some employees in other cities are still reporting for duty. Which cities can you say have workers who have downed tools?
It is a bit for now. It will be very difficult for me to say which city or which group of employees. But what I'm getting from the report that I got from the railways is those employees in Harare who have screamed on TV tonight, those employees in Gweru, and part of employees in Bulawayo and Mutare, the four major cities, have been affected.
Are there any efforts to sit down with the authorities to make sure that things are back to normal?
I'm certain we have tried all what we could do as an in-house issue. We have gone to the permanent secretary, instead we started with management, and we went to the permanent secretary, we went to the minister, and we went to the vice president. And luckily, as late as last year, this year in January, the minister got to give us an assurance that by March, some of it is going to be realized. Because he's a new minister, when he came into office, he made a lot of promises. The promises that we thought by now, we should be talking about salaries. But unfortunately, we are still talking about the salaries. Instead of realizing the positives, we are even realizing more negatives than positives.
So how many employees can you say are on strike at the moment?
That the number, we can't tell the number.
That was Kamrai Moyo, president of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union, on the phone from Bulawayo with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about President Mugabe's remarks that he is not to blame for the ruling for almost 36 years. If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
Opposition parties have scoffed at remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabweans will be angry should he be asked to stand down as president.
Zimbabwean farmers express dismay over new payment methods as the tobacco selling season starts.
A Zimbabwean attends a top technology workshop in the U.S.'s famous Silicon Valley.
And a strike by National Railways of Zimbabwe workers cripples the state-owned company.
That's our broadcast this evening. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with yours truly, Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 13 Mbimbitho 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Lalingalitshona njani izulu kandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
leli khehla lidlala ngabantu baseZimbabwe. Akekho ongakwazi ukuthi ukuba kwakhe sembusweni akusiyontando yabantu. Akekho laphana ngenxa yokuthi uvotelwe, ulaphana ngenxa yokuthi uyisigilamkhuba esisebenzise ubuqili obuningi ukuthi
amabandla aphikisayo asola amazwi kamongameli Mugabe othi abantu beZimbabwe basuthisekile ngombuso wakhe njalo kabafuni ukuthi asuke esikhundleni.
Sithi ngakhulu kulento enjalo eyenzakalayo idenzini longovertue ngesikhiwa mase sitsho ngoba izenzi zakololiwe kathezi sikhuluma kanje namhlanje kungumhla ka-30 March sebene-15 months ezigeleyo ngamasalary arrears.
Izisebenzi zikaloliwe zikhalala umsebenzi zifuna iholo lazo ezilokhu zingakaliphiwa kusukela ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Sokuqhamuke udlakela lokukhethana ngobuzwe e-East Rand kwele South Africa lapho izizalwane zakulelo lizwe ezigqekeze amavinkili ezakwamanye amazwe izolo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amabandla aphikisayo sesole amazwi kamongameli Mugabe awukuthi abantu beZimbabwe basuthisekile kakhulu ngombuso wakhe njalo kabafuni asuke esihlalweni. Ebuzwa zintatheli ndaba izolo eseJapan ukuthi uzachiya nini isikhundla, Mugabe uthe kalaso isizathu sokwenza lokhu ngoba uZulu emthakazelela. Uxwayise njalo intatheli izindaba lezi ukuthi zingaye eZimbabwe zikhulume ngokuchiya kwakhe umbuso, uZulu engaziphoxa kakubi ngoba ufuna aqhubeke ebusa. Wengeze wathi uzancintisa kukhetho luka-2018 lapho ayabe eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisitshiyagalolunye lane i-94. Kodwa uthe uzakuya ngokuthi impilakahle yakhe iyabe iminjani. Okwamanje Mugabe uthi uziphilele kakuhle. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-People's Democratic Party, i-PDP, uMnumzana George Mkhwananzi uthi Mugabe uyaziphuphela nxa esithi uZulu weZimbabwe uyamthanda.
Leli khehla lidlala ngabantu baseZimbabwe. Akekho ongakwazi ukuthi ukuba kwakhe sembusweni akusiyontando yabantu. Akekho laphana ngenxa yokuthi uvotelwe, ulaphana ngenxa yokuthi uyisigilamkhuba esisebenzise ubuqili obuningi ukuthi uthi noma eluzile azibone esephakathi embusweni kuthiwe uvotelwe. Ngezinye indlela ngisho ukuthi ulaphana ngenxa yobuqili be-rigging. Akekho laphana ngenxa yentando kaZulu. Lokhu akukhulu ukutshela abantu bangaphandle ufunde umuntu nje obakhohlisayo ngoba bengazi okwenzakala ekhaya. Eqinisweni akusekho umuntu ongifuna ngisho nakuzanu sebabona abademonstrate iphathi idabukane phakathi. Akusekula muntu olesineke sokuthi aqhutshekwe ekhokhelwa kuzanu ngisho nakuzanu yona ngokwayo.
Libona esenelisa yini ukuncintisa ngempela ngo-2018?
Lo muntu usephelile nya, uyambona noma kusemihlanganweni ulele ukhamisile, yabanye abantu bayaxoxa badikidiza indaba zelizwe yena ulele. Uma kusenzakala manje ukuthi akasabonisa ukuthi usaphilile ngempela njalo ungumuntu okulungileyo ukuthi angaphathisizwe, pho kuzokuba njani ngaleso sikhathi akhuluma ngaso kusasele iminyakana ethile? Uzobe sephele nya, lokhu ukuthi atshela abantu ukuthi uzobe eqinile akulona futhi iqiniso ngoba siyambona manje ukuthi akaqinanga.
Aloge ngumnumzana George Mkhwananzi umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le People's Democratic Party EPDP. Amazwi akhe agcizelelwe ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli seMDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo.
Lokho kukhulunywe umgabe sokuphume sobala ukuthi uvele kalala idea ukuthi abantu athi uyababusa ngobani, bafunani, bangaphi. Yena ubusa abantu abasekhanda lakhe, hhatshi abantu babulelilizwe, ngoba abantu sebethwele nzima ngokudubeka.
Mhlawumbe ukutsho ngoba utshona enqoba phela kukhetho maKhumalo.
Akula khetho lapha anqoba khona, uyaqila, uyantshontsha ukhetho. Entungamile lawo nje nxa kungumnikazi wendlu lapha enhlala kuwe, amathuba okuthi uhlale ukhiyimnyango maningi kakhulu edlula wami. So umgabe uyantshontsha ngoba ama-systems wonke ayenza ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho inqwe wabambileyo. Sithi thina kayekele ukuntshontsha ukhetho abone.
Uthi njalo uziphilele kuhle okwamanje, njalo uzancintisa ngo-2018 nxa kungasabanga khona okunye okumphambanisileyo kwezempila kahle lapha. Lithini ngamazwi yakhe?
Hayi, wonke umuntu lapha esihamba emhlabeni akakho umuntu ofuna ukufa. UBob Marley wathi khona abantu bonke bafuna ukuya ezulwini kodwa abafuna bayesaba ukufa. Kumele azithabise yena ngokwakhe, kodwa okukhona ukuthi lelo langa efuna engafuni lizafika kuphela.
Lo-ke nguNkosazana Thabita Khumalo umsekeli wesikhulumeli seMDCT. Siphinde saxoxa lengcwethi yecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
KuZanu PF sikhuluma kunje nje, kuyalwiswana akulalwa, kujikelana inyoka ephilayo, kubangwa umbuso wakhe kutshengisa ukuthi phela nakuZanu abantu sebekhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe phela uPresident Mugabe sengaphumula. Ngaleyo ndlela ngibona ukuthi kungaba kuzima kakhulu, njalo uPresident Mugabe bekhangelele ukuthi njengoba ekhatshane khona lephethe emazweni angasuke ethusele abantu athi hayi wena umbuzo obuzayo lowu kawubuzwa kwele Zimbabwe. Iqiniso yilo lelo ukuthi njengoba sifuna ukuzwa kuZanu, abanye abantu belizwe lasezimbabwe jikelele ubungumbuzo asebewubuze kanengi. Ngakho mina ngibona kudanisa kakhulu ukuthi uPresident Mugabe uphindile njalo namhlanje wakhulumela phansi izifiso zikazulu wezimbabwe.
Uthi uMugabe ukuncintisa kwakhe kukhetho luka-2018 kuza kuya ngokuthi uphile kuhle emzimbeni kumbe hatshi. Lokho kungaba kukhomba nawo ukuthi ngempela impila kahle kaMugabe kayimanga kuhle, njalo laye uyakwazi lokho, uyazizwa.
Ukunanzelela, uyakunanzelela uPresident Mugabe ukuthi ukukhula kuyinto phela engakwazi ukumngcibela ukuthini aqhubekele phambili evusa. Kodwa ngithemba ukuthi yena uzilungiselele ukuthi angancintisi kukhetho luka-2018. Ngibone ngani mina impendulo leyi uyiphe njengoba nje buzo ngokuthi yena umbuzo sithi kathi wena ubone ngani usaphilile yini ukuthi walelokhu uvusa. Ngibone ngani nje yikho kwenze wathi hayi angali ukuthi ngingumuntu, kodwa phela abantu beZimbabwe nxabe lokhu bengifuna ngizabusa kuze kube nini lani. Ngibone ngani mina yikho lapho kweleqiniso likapresident ulokhu ezama ukwala ukuthi laye njengathi ungumuntu wenyama.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcwethi yecubungula izombusazwe ubexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwelebhilidani. Izisebenzi zikaloliwe zikhalale umsebenzi wazo zifuna iholo ezilokhu zingakaliphiwa kusukela ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Izisebenzi lezi ziqale zakhalala umsebenzi eGweru izolo ukutshengisela lokhu kwasabalala kwaya endaweni ezibalisa koBulawayo eHarare laseMtare. Sixoxele siphathamandla senye yenhlanganiso emela izisebenzi zikaloliwe iZimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen Workers Union umnumzana Kamurai Moyo ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sithi ngakhulu kule nto enjalo eyenzakalayo, it has been long overdue ngesikhiwa mase sitsho ngoba ama events akololiwe kathezi sikhuluma kanje namhlanje kungumhlaka 30 March 715 months ezigcweleyo ngamasalary arrears
manje khona kwenzakalani abantu bahle bakhalala umsebenzi kumbe abanye babuyele futhi
kulumile bakhulumele izikhalazo zabo ngoba thina njenge-union njenge-leadership sekuzamile konke sesingeneke wonke ama-ofisini sesiphume labo-vice president sesiphume labo-minister sesiphume labo lekuzeni lama-MPs ama-parliament protocol committee sesiphume labo bonke kodwa kukhanda kanyade akula solution yikho-ke sesithi khona hhayi abantu bona banelungelo lokuthi khona nxa bengaholanga sokufanele bakhulume bona ukuthi azihonanga njalo zeke not be-expected ukuthi khona babuye emsebenzini babe-productive bona ungabhadalwanga
lina njengenhlanganiso ezimele abasebenzi lithini kukhona elikubakhuthaza khona yini
hayi thina izisebenzi kakhulu nokuthi bafuna imali yabo ngoba ukusebenza kubane kuwe lokutsho nxa usebenza kafa nako kukhanya ukuthi lawo uyasebenza ma uzathi wena usebenza ungasebenzisi ukubhadala ingenti lapho ohlala khona ungasebenzisi ukuthengela abantwana ilokuzeni ukudla ungasebenzisi ukuhambisa abantwana esikolo ungasebenzisi ukuya emsebenzini wena ngokwakho uthi uhamba ngenyawo ungahlanga shuwa bathithi ungathi uyasebenza lani njalo kababe neplani bona njengemanagement ngoba umuntu uqatshwa ebe nerole yakhe kukampani irole yezisebenzi ikusebenza irole yemanagement ikuplana ukuthi waplana izinto babona ukuthi khona izisebenzao zihodile zalapho ezihlala khona njenelithi kubuya emsebenzini monday to friday okuqondileyo ngakho ungaseko khona lokho utho uthi khona yona ileyo sokufane itheni izisebenzi ukuthi hhayi ikampani leyo isivalile akuselaloliwe ezimbabwe bavali bazihambele emakhaya
Umnumzana Kamrai Moyo isiphathamandla senye yenhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi zikaloliwe eZimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen Workers Union ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eWobulawayo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930 12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhulumende uyavuma ukuthi uhlangothi lwezomumo womkhathi olwe Meteorological Services Department ludlala indima enkulu ngakho ke kuqhakathekile ukulutholisa imali lokuqatsha ingcwethi ezilolwazi lokuguqula kwomkhathi ukuze uqutshwe ngendlela yezinga laphezulu. Okuningi sikuzweni kuMavis Gama esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokho kuvezwe ngumphathi intambo wezokulondolozwa kwemvelo amanzi kanye lomumo womkhathi unkosikazi Opam Chinguri Kashiri esethula umbiko wakhe ekugqitshweni komhlangano wamalanga amabili eMikkelsen Hotel eHarare obuphathelane lezomkhathi ongenwe zingcwethi ezivele emazweni asemhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa owe-19th Southern Africa Regional Climate Outlook Forum SACOF 19.
This is an issue that I have committed myself to do, to engage.
Nizikinikela kulo lolu daba ukubonisana nomphathi ntambo wezemali ukuze lutholiswe leyo mali yokuthuthukisa lolu hlangothi lwezomumo womkhathi. Hatshi ukuba kukhangelwe lezo ndawo lapho imitshina yokuqhuba umsebenzi ivele ikhona kuphela. Kumele bathuthukiswe ukuze bethule imbiko evelela yizo zonke izigaba zelizwe.
Wengeza unkosikazi Mchinguri ethi kungalesi sizathu njalo uhulumende wakubona kufanele kulungiswe indlela ezingalandelwa zinhlangothi ezehlukeneyo kwezokulondolozwa kwemvelo umumo womkhathi kanye lokuguquka kwawo olwe National Climate Change Policy.
The climate change policy is ready and
ngizoyethula okusemthethweni kumaviki amabili azayo. Kukhona kumele sikulandele kuqala bese ngisiya ukwethula kuqula ledalela cabinet. Ngemva kwalokho lubeso lusiwa edalela parliament andubana lutholiswe uzulu ezigabeni zonke zelizwe.
Wamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu lumbiko zingcwethi ebezikulomhlangano okubalisa umnumzana Benjamin Gwenda ovele ekolijini le-University of Zimbabwe.
Kungaba njalo kuyabe sokuhamba kakuhle but ngezikhathi eziningi ikuthi imali iyabe iswelakala so ngezinye izikhathi abantu bagijimela ukuyacitsha umlilo hachi ukuthi senzeni uze umlilo ungaqali.
Ukwenda ukuthi kungaphumelela lokho okuthiwe nguhulumende kuzaphathisa kakhulu ekwehliseni indleko edalwa yikuthengela ilizwe ukudla lapho selibhekane lendlala ngenxa yokuguquka komkhathi.
So ukuthi thina sonke singabakwazi ukuthi umumo womkhathi uyasincedisa kanjani. Siyabe sesikwanisa ukuthi izinto zethu sizenze kakuhle sikwazi ukuthi singakusebenza kanjani.
Lo mhlangano uqoqwele uhlangothi olubona ngezokukhulumisana phezu kwezomkhathi emazweni angezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa ye-Climate Services Center, CSC, ngosizo lwemali evelele enhlanganisweni ye-UNDP. Ungenwe zingcwethi ezisebenza zikunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zamazwe awe-SADC ezivele emazweni abalisa i-Democratic Republic of Congo, Lesotho, Mauritius, Malawi, Angola, Swaziland, Zambia, Botswana, Namibia kunye nezeZimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Sekuqhamuke udlakela lokukhethana ngobuzwe e-East Rand kwele South Africa i-xenophobia lapho izizalwane zakulelo lizwe ezigqekeze amavinkili eza kwamanye amazwe izolo. Udlakela lolu lubhahe lokitshini le-Katlehong njalo izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe zixotshwe izolo zayalala enkambeni yamapholisa. Ukufuthelana lokho kuqale ngeviki edluleyo ngemva kokudutshulwa kwesinye isizalwane se-South Africa ngabantu bokuza. Amapholisa athi lanxa ukufuthelana kuqhubekela phambili lamuhla bekulokuthula kulindawo. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lentatheli izindaba ezimeleyo ehlala e-South Africa umxolisi Ncube ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Isikhathi esiningi vele ama-South Africans aloku kwenza lokuthi kungayenzakala kube lento nje encane esuka igoqele umuntu wangaphandle maybe kube khona ukuxhophana kwabantu walapha lo wangaphandle basuka bona bakuse kwelinye izinga ngoba ngabantu abavele behleli bona bekhangelele ukuthi kumele kuliwe ukwenzela ukuthi abantu abangaphandle kabaphume babuyele kibo. Kungakho kuyinto esivamile kakhulu ngoba uhulumende ukhanya engani laye uyehluleka ukuthi into leyi ahle ayiqede kube kani. So kungakho into ezinjengalezo yizinto lathi vele sesizijwayele lesingathi into esihlala sizijwayele ukuthi ziyenzakala. Kodwa ke nxa ungumuntu la uyabufisa ukuthi udlamelo lungaze lwafika kuzinga lwalolwese sike salubona ngaphambilini ukuthi kugcina sokufisa abantu. Ngizwile ukuthiwa mhlawumbe sokufe umuntu oyi-1 kodwa angabi nesiqiniso sakho kodwa sikhulekela ukuthi lungaze lwamemetheka kakhulu.
Ungathi yizizalwane ze-South Africa eziningi yini ezingabathandiyo abavela kwamanye amazwe kumbe yizigebenga nje eziyabe zifuna ukubantshontshela?
Angingeke ngathi mina izizalwane zonke zakwele South Africa kumbe ngithi ngeziningi zakwele South Africa. Yebo bakhona abantu abathile abakhambisana nezigebenga lezi kodwa ikakhulu kwenziwa izigebenga ngoba ungathi uyananzelela kulo dlamukelo abakhona ngomnyaka ophelileyo bekungabantu abathile abebethathwa endaweni ethile besiya kwenza udlame ezindaweni ezehlukeneyo and besebele ndawo lapho abahlangana khona eshidi labakade behlangana khona bathathwe zimoto bahambe bayeyenza udlakela kwenye indawo. Lamapholisa athe sekunanzelele lokhu aqonda khona ejidi kulapho kwatholakala khona izinto ebezintshontshiwe eziningi kule ndaweni zonke.
Uyasho ukubana uhulumende we-South Africa ukhanya esehluleka ukuqeda uhlupho lokucwasana ngobuzwe lolu, ungachasisa?
Uhulumende wase-South Africa yena uvele uphethe abantu bakhe ngesandla esibuthakathaka. Hathi ngalolu dlame kuphela. Kukho konke uyokuthola ukuthi even lasemgwaqweni lapho abantu abamatekisi bangathi bona bacabanga ukuthi sokumele bazenzele santando. Uthola beseze umathanda amapolice eme eceleni ngoba ukuvele athinte umuntu nje amabandla aphikisayo asuke angenele athi wona sokufana nje lasekudaleni lapho kube kubusa khona amabhulu. So abantu balapha labo bayakwazi lokuthi uhulumende ubaphethe ngani uyabancenga.
Lo ke ngumxolisi Ncube intatheli izindaba yeZimbabwe ehlala kwele South Africa bekhuluma ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 ekhona le eSouth Africa. Emsakazweni weStudio 7 lamhla kuhlelo lwethu Studio 7 Live Talk sihlaziya amazwi kamongameli Mugabe awukuthi abantu beZimbabwe yibo abangafuni ukuthi asuke embusweni. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 0891-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo othi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Umqondisi wohlangothi lwesikhwama sikahulumende welemelika uJack Lew uqwayisa ukuba ukusebenzisa izijeziso zenotho okwenziwa ngelemelika kwamanyamazwe njengendlela yokubamba ngamandla uhulumende walawo mazwe ukuthi aguqule indlela asebenza ngayo kumele kwenziwe ngonanzelelo ngoba kulakho ukuphazamisa intuthuko yenotho yelemelika. Inhlanganiso yabenkonzo Episcopal Conference of Zambia isikhuthaze amabandla ezombusazwe wonke kanye labancintisa bemelela omabandla ukhetho lokudinga umongameli ukuthi bathathe amanyathelo okuvimba uqhamuka kodlakela lwezombusazwe ngesikhathi sokhetho olwenziwa lonyaka ngoNcwabakazi. Esigabeni lapho sixoxa khona lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanyamazwe lamhlanje uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi yena ke osehlala esigabeni seIndiana ngapha kwelemelika. UMkhwananzi yena weza eMelika engakathathi wafika wachata lonkosikazi wakhe uAngeline Mkhwananzi yena ke ongomhlophe. Kungqoqo uMkhwananzi ayenze lo Praxedis Jeremiah uchasisa ngokumanyanisa imuli yomkakhe yabamhlophe leyakhe abansundu.
Lokho into enzima kakhulu ikakhulu sikhangela umango khona. Kodwa ikakhulu mina ngiyazama ukuthi ngibafundise lokho engilakho. Ngiyabafundisa abantwana ikakhulu abantwana bezalwa abahamba bafundisa bahlabelela ingoma zona zokuthi omama babehlabelela zona ukuthi lo nyoyeni mntanami ngikho zonke lezana nje ukuthi lokuthi ubabuya emsebenzini. So wenzele ukuthi baconnecte le lalapha abavela khona lanxa kwelo mango omude futhi namabizo abo ngabanika amabizo esiNdebele. So ngiyazama ukuthi ngibahlanganise labantu bekhaya abangane lapho esisonke ku diaspora ku community.
Ngoba yena amabizo abo
oqala ngoThemba, owesibili ngu-Ayanda, owesithathu ngunandi. Ngiyazama ukuthi ngibatshele ukuthi lanxa lapha beyi-minority ekhaya bangafica ukuthi amabizo abo ngamabizo ajwayelekileyo.
Imuli yakonkosikazi yakwamukela njani?
Mina ngabe le nhlanhla ngoba imuli yakonkosikazi ayizange ibe le problem lami. Ubaba kankosikazi sowasishiya kodwa sakwanisa ukuthi sivelane kakhulu. Lanxa ngathi ngisiya kibo ngaba yimi ngedwa umuntu omsundu. Abanye babevele bengazake babona umuntu omsundu. So ngaba le nhlanhla kakhulu mina ngaleyo nto.
Nxa usiya ekhaya bona abemuli yakomkhwananzi bayamukela yini umakoti?
Bayamamukela kakhulu. Bayamamukela ngezandla zonke.
Selamfundisa naye imikhuba yasekhaya?
Okunye siyafundisa mbida nambidana. Asikho konke ongakukwanisa kodwa siyazama lokho ongamfundisa khona. Ukubengelela konke nje into ezikhangelele ekhaya ukugqoka konke ngokunjalo. Akuthola unkosikazi wangithungela izembatho ngesintu, traditional izembatho. Ngiyo wakwanisa ukuthi anti.
Ye, ngazibona izembatho lezi. Ngicela ungithumele impikitsha yangikhona ukuze siyifake kuweb. Wathi lapho lichada-ke izihlobo labangane le muli bakwamukela kuhle.
Kwakungani kuyishock kodwa kukhanya ngokwanda kwesikhathi abantu abaningi sebekwamukela ama-interracial family. Kwezinye indawo still kodwa ngikhaya bonke bakwamukela. Inhlanhla engilabangani bami so I'm happy there.
Lapho livakatsha lo nkosikazi akubi lodubo?
Hayi, akubi lodubo. Asizake sibe lodubo sibili, hayi.
Ukupheka isijwala ke uyakwazi?
Isithwala. Isithwala hayi ka ngiyokwazi pheka kawani kodwa sasinga azange sibe
sisaba imbuzi. Ikuphi okunye akwaziyo ukupheka okwesintu?
Ya, ngisangifundisa kunye ukuya kwesikhathi. As a matter of fact, kusasa ekuseni siye ekhaya, so kusasa ekuseni kunje zebe sisembegeni sisiye ekhaya. So uzabona kunenge imikhuba ezafike yenziwe khonale.
Yeah. So-ke.
Ngozanga yasale serayi.
Uyaqala ukuye ekhaya.
Uyaqala ukuhamba ya.
So uzafika yenza imkhuba yonke ikamalukazana. Lokugaxa.
Konke kuzabonakala khona.
Lo ke bekungumnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi sizalane seZimbabwe esesihlala esigabeni seIndiana ngapha kweMelika. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu liphuma lendaba lichona lendaba sixoxa lo mnumzana Jebukani Nleya isakhamuzi seBambazi ePlumtree sixoxa ngodaba lokubana abantwana labazali besigaba seBulilima bathi bona kabasafuni ukufunda isindebele sebefuna ulimi lwabo olwesikhalanga okwakuqala ngiyakubingelela mnumzana
ngiyabonga Chris Njani?
Kunjani khona ngapho eBambazi?
Hayi, right la ngawuphela.
Ya, umbuzo wami wakuqala ungasitshela ukuthi ubona njani udaba lolwesiluzwayo ukuthi abantwana bafundiswe isikhalanga kungafundiswa isindebele.
Ah, uthi ukufundisa isikhalanga ku-right but nazi isindebele sibe khona kodwa kuloku primary level bembona ukuthi isikhalanga si-right ukuthi abantu babe besazi ngoba sebekhanya ngani sebelahle iphimbi labazali babo.
Siyabaphambanisa na isindebele?
Kuyabaphambanisa, akubaphambanisa ngako but omunye nomunye umuntu fuze ule tribe yakhe fuze ebe yazi ukuthi ulimi lwakhe yiluphi, ulimi oliyiko. Olwakhe iluphi but ma ngabe sefunda olungaso lwakhe uyagcina elahlekelwa ulimi lwakhe.
Bona abafundisayo isikhalanga esiqotho bazatholakala na?
Hayi, okwamanje ambona ukuthi bazoba khona ngaphandle kokuthi kulaba abantwana abazofundiswa yibo ababe lokhu besitata kancane kancane beze bethole the right isikhalanga esiyiso ngoba laba abakhona vele asiyibo kahle. Bavela bafunda wrong language at primary level.
Manje kuyaphathisani kulokuthi bazifundele isindebele soqotho.
Konke kuyaphathisa ukuthi abantu i-generation le buya ingagcini lahleka ezintweni eziyiso abazali baso beyiso. Ngoba omunye nomunye enye nenye i-tribe lolimi layo lungafuzanga lucitshe uNkulunkulu wavela kudala kunjalo.
Kahle kahle ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani abangafundisa sona leso isikhalanga ngabantu ababe benjani njengoba siyabona ukuthi labo abayabe besiya isikolo bayabe beyafunda isikhalanga esingayisiso.
Ya kahle kahle ma ukuthi kufuna ukuthi kulungisele indawo ufuze kukhangelwe abantu. Amateacher ayiwo aphuma esikhalangeni angeza lahla kakhulu alahla abantwana kakhulu ulimi lwawo ngoba babe labo belolwazi ngaso kancane but kungathatha umuntu ongaso esikhalangeni ukuthi ufundise isikhalanga automatically angeza aphuma isikhalanga isiyiso labantwana bayalahleka.
Ah, kuyizwakala ungavalelisa abalaleli.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngiyavalisa abalaleli ukuthi at least besigqugquzela nje ukuthi ulimi lwesikhalanga lalo lube khona kulowa primary.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Jebukani Nleya abesixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichona lendaba. Asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo kuhlelo lunye. Singake ehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwalamhlanje. Amabandla aphikisayo asola amazwi kaMongameli Mgabe awukuthi abantu beZimbabwe basuthisekile ngombuso wakhe njalo kabafuni asuke esikhundleni. Izisebenzi zikaloliwe zikhalale umsebenzi zifuna iholo lazo ezilokhu zingakaliphiwa kusukela ngomnyaka odluleyo. Sokuqhamuke udlakela lokukhethana ngobuzwe izenophobia e-East Rand kwele South Africa lapho izizalane zakulelo lizwe ezigqekeze amavinkili ezakwamanye amazwe izolo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama lami nguChris Gande, silichiya ke ku-Studio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.